Hello, I'm Dr. Richard Friend. Taking control of and improving your health requires the most relevant and timely health information available. And University Medical Center is here to help with facts and advice about important health topics that you care about. We know that your health matters. Welcome to the Health Matters Podcast with your host, Mike Royer.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Health Matters on WVUA 23 on our website. You could also see these entire interviews on the University Medical Center website. It becomes a podcast that we hear from many of you that you enjoy hearing those. And we welcome back to the program today Dr. Marissa Gigi. She is an associate professor of psychiatry and behavioral medicine at University Medical Center in the College of Community Health Sciences. Dr. Gigi, it's always good to see you.
Nice to see you, too.
We're going to talk today about youngins. We're going to talk about children, generally 12 and under. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes, and especially now in a more modern time, we recognize challenges in children. It wasn't that long ago, even in early in my lifetime, people with mental challenges were not treated well or fairly, especially in rural communities like I came from. Someone with a mental challenge was almost an outcast, not treated meanly, but no one knew what to do with them or where to put them. Fortunately, in 2022, we all and you all in medicine are doing a better job of recognizing issues, aren't we?
We are, for sure.
And so what are some of the more common ones that you come across? You see children all the time, and we see children all the time, but we don't know how to delve into their needs, their mental needs. What are some of the more common things that children come to you with?
The most common things I see for younger children are basically things like behavioral problems, acting out, not sitting still in their chairs, and being disrespectful to teachers, so those sorts of things. And then I also see anxiety and depression in this age group, much more so than when I first started out. It's always been there, but it's definitely become more of an issue, especially since COVID and children have been, isolated at home, and they've been away from school. So those are, I'd say, the three biggest thing that I see as far as psychiatric symptoms and disorders. The other thing that I see is sleep problems, and that's been a big issue, especially since coming back to school from COVID. And that is primarily due to increased time on technological devices at night. So kids' sleep issues are major. They are up late at night playing video games or on websites they shouldn't be on, and then they're tired at school and it causes behavioral problems. So those are sort of the gamut of things that I see in that younger age group.
Let's delve into two things you mentioned. First of all, COVID for young people. That threw everyone a curve, including smart doctors. You'd never had to deal with that before. So that was all new. Psychiatrists started dealing with that all new. We, I guess, as adults may handle it better, but that was a lot to throw at children because they heard about it, saw people wore masks themselves. That's a lot to throw at an 8 or 10 year old, isn't it?
It is. And then what happened was their whole routine got disrupted, right?
Yes, yes.
So they were at home, and many parents couldn't stay home from work, or if they were at home, they had to monitor their online school, and a lot of children weren't doing schoolwork. So essentially, many, many children lost a year of school, and then they didn't have that structure that they really needed. And so this school year, what I have seen with younger children, it's been really a challenge, especially for the school systems. So if someone already had some anxiety, it became much worse because of the isolation. So we're seeing more referrals from schools for anxiety, depression, suicide threats. Mm. Suicide attempts have gone up in this age group, sadly. So these are sort of the problems that we're seeing. And like I said, I've seen a lot of sleep problems.
We used to equate, or sometimes we equate, routine with boring. But for a adolescent or children younger than 12, a routine really is a healthy thing as they start mm-hmm. learning how to live and be responsible for things. Is that right?
Absolutely. And then also just getting their instruction and making progress academically. They've fallen behind. They need to know kind of what they need to be learning. And they also learn social skills at school, how to get along with other children. And they need to know what's going to happen when, having a routine bedtime, waking up at the same time. All those things are super, super important for development.
We've talked with other physicians, psychiatrists too, and I don't know if you and I have ever discussed it, but you mentioned technical devices, telephones, TV, video games. And it'd be great if all parents monitored that more closely and used wisdom to decide how much time to allow them. One, it's hard to do, especially for a parent who's working a full-time job, then trying to feed them and everything else. It's a challenge for everyone, but the more time spent by a 10-year-old on a device, unless they're looking at homework or reading something interesting, is a challenge for us. I don't know the answer, but you're supposed to because you're a doctor, so you're supposed to have the answer.
Well, this is what I've been telling my patients, and a lot of parents and children don't want to hear this because it's difficult in our current society, but a young child should not have access to a supercomputer, which is essentially what a cell phone is, right? It's a supercomputer. So the average age right now, the last I checked, was about 10 years old, 10 to 11, that children are getting their first cell phone. And that, as a psychiatrist and working with children, it's too young. They're not emotionally developed enough and cognitively developed enough to be able to handle what they're going to see. It's also dangerous. Predators reach out to children, both drug dealers, sexual predators, and it's been shown over and over again. So I've been recommending that they don't allow kids to have their cell phone until they're about 13, 14 years old, when they're in high school, when they're a little bit more mature, and that's with supervision, and then slowly allowing them to have a little bit more freedom until they become young adults. So they can handle everything that they can they come across, because they will come across content that no matter how much parents supervise, that they won't be able to control.
Our cell phones have more technology in them than the spaceship that went to the moon for the first time. So it's just unlimitless. It sounds as if you're saying that while there's no magic age to allow them, maybe wait as long as you possibly can before you expose them to their own cell phone, if that might be wise.
That's right. It's a battle because a lot of kids do get their cell phones at an early age, so the other children want to keep up.
Sure, I get it.
But part of the problem is they don't have the self-control to be able to manage what they place. And then if they place some kind of content that's inappropriate, it's there forever, and it can cause a lot of mental damage.
Being a boy, I can guarantee you a young boy is going to be curious about a lot of things they don't need to see when they're 8 or 10 years old. But
that's right.
Even if they're good boys, they're still going to be curious enough to do that, and we've got to be careful. Let's end with this. You've mentioned a couple of times that stress, challenges, too much screen time can lead to sleep deprivation, and that can even turn into a health issue, even for a young child. Is that right?
That is correct. Can increase anxiety, can make depression worse. It can actually, we know there's a lot of data to show that it increases risk for obesity and for other medical problems. So it's just not good for our bodies not to get proper sleep. So
I know,
especially in children.
I know your mission as an associate professor, as an instructor, is to have healthy children and mentally strong children, and that's what you do all the time. We appreciate you joining us from time to time. On another program, we're going to talk about slightly older ones, teenagers and all, as we visit with you on another segment. Thank you for your time today.
Oh, you're welcome. My pleasure.
To learn more from us about these and other important health topics, visit cchs.ua.edu. And for all your primary health care needs, visit University Medical Center with locations in Tuscaloosa, Northport, Demopolis, Fayette, and Carrollton. Thanks for listening.